If you are a teacher, parent, administrator, student, and or anyone who loves reconnecting children with nature, and you want to figure out how to cultivate learning gardens and nature-based curriculum, then this is the podcast, the Outdoor Classrooms Podcast. My name is Victoria Hackett. I am the founder of OutdoorClassrooms.com and the Secret Gardens Nature Classes. I love witnessing the magic that happens when children are playfully learning outdoors. Observing the return of wonder and curiosity when children are interacting with nature is pure magic. This is the podcast that is going to help you capture children's interest and give you not only inspiration, but some real life strategies that are going to help you figure out how to use the outdoor space, your outdoor space, as a teaching tool, so you can enlighten the playful learning experience for young children. Welcome to our Outdoor Classrooms community. Hey there, it's Victoria. I just want to share a mini episode every single week as I want to be there for you. We have had amazing nature-based educators each week sharing their outdoor classroom stories. So we're pulling some of the key elements from these interviews into these mini episodes. So I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see in a new way that feels like teaching outdoors is doable and that you are much closer than you think. And I want to show you that it's possible, one of my mini episodes, and I hope you like it. Hey there, I want to begin this mini episode on the future of outdoor learning and our discussion around adapting to change with a short meditation that I pulled out of my Nature Meditations card deck by Kenya Jackson Salters. So here we go. Change can cause suffering. We suffer when our plans don't come together as we expected, when a relationship ends, when we have to uproot our lives for one reason or another. But in the midst of the pain, there is also so much potential for joy and opportunity. When we feel your heart resisting inevitable change, visualize a tree moving through the seasons, turning red and gold in autumn, shedding its leaves in winter, growing new buds in spring, and showing its glorious greenery in summer. Consider how you can move through the ebbs and flow of the season in your own life with the grace of a tree, and repeat this affirmation: change is full of opportunity. So change is really hard. There needs to be a good reason for change. And change is actually typically very, very reactive. So one of the biggest roadblocks that I hear and see and listen to from a lot of educators that I work with who are resisting the changing to an outdoor teaching model stems from a scarcity mindset. Their complaints about there's just no time. They don't really have a why. Why should I go outdoors? There may be a reaction from the students that, well, they see outdoors as just playtime, so that's not going to work. There may be a sense of loss of control outdoors because, again, you don't have the four walls or a desk for them to sit at. And then they might say, well, I can't really connect nature to the curriculum that I'm working with. So when I asked a group of educators, what's changing in their environment? This was during an outdoor classrooms strategy session. Their answers were actually incredibly profound and something that I wasn't expecting. Our students' mental health is changing. Children are anxious about the world we were leaving behind for them. More children are suffering from attention deficit disorder, obesity, and depression. It was so real and it was so profound to hear from so many educators that are in the front lines, seeing and witnessing and having a profound effect on what they're doing with these students every single day. So acknowledging these changes is the first step to the outdoor classroom's readiness for change model. My next question is, how does this change justify spending the energy to change what you're doing in your classroom? With a school committed to teaching outdoors, combined with the outside research on the benefits of teaching outdoors and connecting children with nature, has brought us to truly changing our mindset around outdoor teaching and viewing it as an opportunity. But not everybody's there. Not everybody's convinced. And not every single teacher out there is taking their classroom outdoors. There's a lot of resistance for this change. So my question is, this is what I want to unpack. How do we get there? So the first step is to acknowledge our changing circumstances. So whether it be our children are changing, that there's more anxiety, more depression, more ADHD, or maybe there's leadership that's changing that wants us to be teaching outdoors, and you're in your classroom and there's resistance there. So no matter what it is, no matter what you're feeling regarding the change, it's the first step is to acknowledge that there are changing circumstances. And in life, just like the tree, there will always be changing circumstances. So what we want to do is take the time to first acknowledge and understand that any type of change takes time. And around that, we want to create a positive mindset and spend some time journaling and writing and determining why. Why outdoors? Why teach outdoors? And if that why is connected to, oh, well, I'm being told to, that's not your why. To really spend time on your why. What is bringing you out? What's going to motivate you? The second step is to notice and accept change. With any type of change, when we go out of our comfort zone, there's going to be resistance. It's just the way our brains work. Our brains, there's that part of our brain that's going to be like trying to protect you and is going to convince you, no. It's, you don't want to go running. You want to stay on this couch. So you want to let go of that resistance, and that's mindset work. And then you want to become more aware of what's going on. Again, like this group of educators, then we were talking about mental health and that our student population is changing. And how do we combat that? What's our response as educators to that change? The other thing we also want to make sure when we're noticing and accepting change is that we really want to celebrate what is going well, what baby steps we are taking that is successful. What are the great things? So again, back to my working out example. Yeah, you may have started and laid out all your clothes and got ready and maybe you ran around the block. And maybe the next day you ran around 2 blocks. And there might have been resistance, but you got your shoes on. So it's noticing and accepting the change. And once we get over that hump, we will, which is number 3, embody that change. And that becomes a part of who we become, who we are. We are embodying that change. We've created a habit. And we've done it so many times over and over and over that it doesn't seem like a change anymore. David Thoreau, go confidently in the direction of your dreams and live the life you imagined. So taking that to our outdoor classrooms, taking that to the vision of children being connected to our earth and having an outdoor classroom in their school. Go confidently in the direction of that dream and invite them to also live the life that they've imagined, where it is full of playful learning, where they can be children. So let's create this environment for them so they can live on, and as they grow, they will embrace and acknowledge their changing circumstances. So my challenge for you this week is to acknowledge the change. Consider how you can move through the ebbs and the flows of the season in your own life with the grace of a tree. And my challenge is that you repeat this affirmation. That's what I have for you today. Talk to you soon. Thank you for joining us here at the Outdoor Classrooms podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with anybody who you think would enjoy it and follow us on Instagram. We'd love to continue the conversation. If you want to continue the conversation even deeper, please join us in the Circle community. The purpose of the Circle is to support, guide, and push you as you continually grow and sustain your outdoor classroom by providing the tools to help you set the right goals, then actually follow through in achieving those goals with the support of our amazing community. Each month, 24/7, you get guidance and support from myself. You get to begin your journey with our new member roadmap. You get access to our outdoor teaching boot camp. You get to interact and learn from guest experts who are on our podcast. They come into our membership and join us to continue the conversations. You get to connect and collaborate during 2 live sessions a month. You get access to all our online workshops and masterclasses. You get to dig deeper with our membership missions each month, and you get to become an ambassador of joy for children. I hope you can join us. You get all of this. You get to become a member of our family at Outdoor Classroom. So I hope you can join us. I will share the link in the show notes, and we'll see you.